The Northwest is one of the top producers of blueberries in the nation. July is the peak of harvest. Dozens of workers at the Middleton Farm outside of Utopia, Washington, stoop over chest-high rows of bushes. It's hot, but they're bundled in hoodies, scarves, hats, anything to shield against the blazing sun. Blueberries are some of the most profitable crops in Washington, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That explains why farms have been planting thousands of acres in the last decade. And the result this year?
We're having just record volumes of blueberries.
That's Alan Schreiber, the head of Washington's Blueberry Commission. He says all that supply pushes prices down.
Last year, the state of Washington produced 70 million pounds of blueberries, which in itself was a record. But this year, we're estimating that we may have 80 million pounds, 10 million pounds more than we did last year.
Oregon, New Jersey, Michigan, and Canada are all flush with blueberries, too. A mild winter and spring and some recent hot weather have made the berries mostly ripen all at once, and that's created a problem. Schreiber says a blueberry can last only about a month in cold storage once it's picked. And grocery stores only have so much space. Over in Prosser, Washington, I meet up with Suzanne Walter. She's with Rainier Fruit, one of the largest fruit growing and packing companies in the U.S. Walter says the overall demand for blueberries remains strong, even if there's a glut right now.
It's all cyclical. Should we be overly concerned about it? No. Should we go out and plant thousands of more acres? Probably not.
Walter says all this adds up to a boon for blueberry lovers this July. I'm Anna King, reporting.